Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
On Friday night, the Blackhawks scored 7 and cruised to a big win over the Omaha Lancers. On Saturday night, the Hawks do themselves one better, 8-1 over the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. It's time for our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Especially early in this game, it was all about special teams. The Blackhawks ended up 2-for-2 on power plays that went to their full duration in the first period, and they went 2-for-2 on the penalty kill in that opening frame as well. Jumping ahead with a special teams goal less than 3 minutes into this game. Now it comes back around the perimeter all the way to the side of the net. Deering sets up Erdman a shot. He scores! It went off of Norton. He got a piece of it, but it got behind him and in, and the Blackhawks convert just seconds into the early power play. Here come the Hawks, 1-0 Waterloo. The goal for Erdman on the power play at 2:50 of the first, assisted by Altrichter and Deering to give the Hawks a 1-0 lead. The Hawks killed off a Cedar Rapids Rough Riders power play and then scored an even strength goal at 12:26. First one to see it is the Blackhawks' Fascia along the left wall. He's bottled up by Turnus, but swats the puck Morick's direction. Morick knocked off balance. Hawks carry on, though. It comes back out to the left point. Fascia, rink wide, Michael Phelan. Phelan flipped it to the side of the goal. Redirected Morick. He scores! What a goal by Reed Morick! He redirected it below the right circle into the crease off of Norton and between his pads. And here come the Hawks. Reed Morick with goals in back-to-back games. It's 2-0 Waterloo. Reed Morick with his 7th of the season and his 2nd of the weekend, set up by Michael Phelan and Nick Fascia to make it 2-0 Blackhawks. Then Waterloo back on the power play late in the period, went ahead by a 3-0 score. Waterloo changing power play units. It's Compton through the neutral zone, pulls up in the center circle, gives it to Lindberg, saucers it to Thorsen, then for Hillman on the left wing boards, into the high slot. Miller shooting. He scores! Tyler Miller! Beat Norton to the glove side with the quick release, and the Hawks perfect on special teams in the opening period. 2-for-2 on the power play, 2-for-2 on the penalty kill, and on top, 3-0. Miller with his 9th of the season, a power play goal at 18:49 of the first period, set up by Miles Hillman, who had a big game, and by Gavin Thorsen. And that was all the scoring for the first period. The Hawks' Calvin Vachon had made a terrific save on Amin Hajibi in a previous Rough Rider power play when the score was still 2-0. That was his biggest save of the night, soaking up the try by Hajibi with his glove. Hawks went back to work on offense in the second period at 8:07. Lindberg did eventually get there to lift his stick on the left wing boards. And now Nevers in there trying to get the puck free. It does come loose to Lindberg in the slot, side of the net. Hillman, a shot, he scores! Miles Hillman from near the bottom of the left wing circle on the setup by Lindberg. The Blackhawks captain adds to the lead past the 8-minute mark of the second period. It's 4-0 Waterloo.
Hillman's first of the game, his 23rd of the season at 8:07, giving the Blackhawks a 4-0 lead, and they'd get one more in the period in transition at 15:23. Picked up by Nyes right at the goal, pushed it ahead for Butella. Nice touch pass to Lindberg, 2-on-1 with Thorsen. Lindberg into the offensive zone, moves in centers, and he scores! Here come the Hawks! I don't know if that was a pass or a shot, but it made it past Norton, and Waterloo has made it a 5-0 lead. Might have gone off a defender. I'm not certain the puck got all the way to Thorsen. And Gavin Lindberg will one way or the other get a hand in it. But what a breakout play by Butella back near the Blackhawk blue line. Thorsen is going to get this goal. He got there on the backside and received that puck.
And Thorsen with goal number 21 on the season, assisted by Lindberg, his 2nd assist of the period, and Arrow Butella at 15:23. 5-0 Blackhawks at the end of two periods. The Rough Riders got a goal back at 1:50 of the third. It was a give-and-go passing play with the puck brought to the Blackhawk line by Joel Shelberg. He gave it to Landon Resendez and then got it back, skating through the right circle, and Shelberg snapped his shot past Calvin Vachon. Shelberg assisted by Resendez as well as Donovan Hamilton at 1:50. To make it a 5-1 game. But the Blackhawks would get that goal right back thanks to a takeaway by the Hawks captain near the Waterloo blue line. And
Now Johnson trying to recover it, flips it back to O'Connell, knifed away from him. Here's Miles Hillman on a partial breakaway, chased by Grunewald. Hillman gets a shot away, he scores! Miles Hillman with his second of the game, putting a low chance past Norton at 6-1. Waterloo as the Blackhawks answer right back.
Hillman at 3:22 of the third period, his second of the game, unassisted, 24th goal on the season for the Blackhawk captain, and only about a minute and a half after the Rough Riders had gotten their goal, the Blackhawks were back ahead by five. And then it was six with a faceoff in the Rough Riders zone about 6.5 minutes into the period. The team that finishes third has to play on Monday the 15th, right after the regular season has just ended. Hawks win a draw and score! Arrow Butella stepped behind the Rough Riders, sending and picked up the puck and flicked it toward the net past Norton. Here come the Hawks at 7-1 Waterloo. Butella's fourth of the season, assisted by Brock Schultz at 6:25 of the third period. And Waterloo would finish appropriately enough on a night where there was so much special teams scoring early that made a difference with a power play goal. Then to Fascia in the deep slot for Erdman, top of the left wing circle. He scored the power play goal that started it. He shoots and putting it off the crossbar and in. Erdman has scored his second of the game. Here come the Hawks. 3-for-4 on the power play. Erdman with his second of the game, his 22nd of the season. The power play goal at 9:03, assisted by Nick Fascia, as well as an assist to Landon Nyes as the Hawks spread out some of the late power play time after they were comfortably ahead. The Hawks did finish with 3 power play goals in 4 opportunities. The Rough Riders went 0-for-3 on their power play chances. Third period, the Blackhawks had 11 shots on goal. The Rough Riders with 9. The final game totals 38 for the Blackhawks, 29 for the Rough Riders. Calvin Vachon, win number 22 this season. He made 28 saves to get it. On the weekend, Vachon with a pair of victories and just 2 that got by him. Last night against Omaha, he stopped 14 of 15 for the win. The loss to James Norton, he stopped 25 of 32. Rudy Guimond in relief made 5 saves on 6 Blackhawks shots. And that's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. DeWalt Power and Hand Tools can help you take on all of those jobs that you need to get done. For over 90 years, DeWalt Tools guaranteed tough. Available from Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale, where you can get help with your project. Stop in to see Ted and his staff. There to help at 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. At least for one night, the Waterloo Blackhawks have made it to second place in the USHL Western Conference. To stay there, they'll need some help from the Sioux Falls Stampede on Sunday. Sioux Falls visiting the Sioux City Musketeers. Sioux City can leap back past the Hawks into second, but Waterloo will be right there going into the final weekend trying to earn a first-round playoff bye with a top-2 finish in the Western Conference if they can manage it. And so it looks like an exciting finish. The Hawks will finish no lower than third in the West after this victory against the Rough Riders, 8-1 at Young Arena in the season series finale between the two rivals.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.